on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Our friend Glenn Stanton joins us from Focus on the Family. Glenn, great to catch up with you. It's been a day.
It has been a day, Steve. Actually, I was last Friday. I came down to New Mexico and went down there with my wife, and we just had a little holiday down there, and it was nice. We didn't go all the way down to Albuquerque, but we were in North New Mexico. So it's good to be back in the saddle today.
Yes, you're in a beautiful part of our state, and you're always welcome, obviously in New Mexico and here on ABQ Connect. Glenn, it's a pleasure. Well, we wanted to look at an article you wrote recently for the Daily Citizen. And for our listeners, you can go to thedailycitizen.org. And actually, if you just do a search for Glenn Stanton, you'll find the article we're going to be covering, along with some other work Glenn's done at the Daily Signal or the Daily Citizen. Medicalizing gender confusion makes things worse. New research confirms. This is something we've touched on in the past, but Glenn, tell us about this new research.
Yeah, so that's part of my job here at Focus, is to follow research and see what it says. And of course, you know, this whole discussion that not just our nation, but the whole world has been having about gender-confused teens and young adults. And, you know, we are told that medicalizing them, giving them hormones, you know, tragically cutting off perfectly good body parts is the way to help these people. And so many of us have doubted that, but we have been told time and time and time again that this is settled science. This is the best thing to do, is to give these kids hormones, block their puberty, and, you know, adjust their bodies, cut their, you know, male body parts off, female body parts off, so that they can appear like the other gender. And, you know, the subtle science claim has a real chilling effect on any debate. Like, don't ask questions, don't doubt, don't question this, because this is subtle science. Well, there is a new study out of Finland that has been published in a journal, Acta Pediatrica. It's a Swiss journal. And this study says that it's absolutely not subtle science, that this is a good thing to do to kids. And this is what I wrote about this week. In fact, I've been writing about it all week for a number of different publications, because this is a very, very big story. And it's important for people to understand, who have maybe been told by their medical doctors that, yes, this is a good thing for kids to medicalize them in what they call gender-affirming care. But this study, and we're going to break this down, but this study from Finland, which uses a very, very robust study sample, says that these kids that are being medicalized are not getting better. In fact, their psychiatric problems are actually getting worse. So, Steve, that's what we've got on store to talk about today.
All right. Well, looking forward to it. And, you know, when you say Finnish study, F-I-N-N-I-S-H, you know, it occurs to me that in so many ways, you know, whether it's music or fashion or maybe, you know, gender affirming care, these are areas that, you know, seem to often plant and start, in Europe, countries like Finland, and then make their way to the United States. So the fact, I don't know if it has any, you know, impact on it, but, you know, just the thought that coming from a country that's dealt with this issue, I would say probably this is no, you know, from no knowledge I have about how long it's been going on there, but just wouldn't surprise me. Any thoughts on that? Listen, this is much less new to them than it is to us, and they have kind of had their finger on the pulse for a little bit longer time to give it some good attention.
Yeah, no, Steve, you're absolutely right. And the interesting thing is, Finland is a, you know, infamously progressive, quote unquote, country. And so for this research, it's, you know, it's not like they're a bunch of, you know, closed-minded conservatives over there. That this research, what they did was, Finland has a socialized medicine program. And so every citizen in Finland has a medical ID number, and all of their data is tracked. And so what these scholars did was they looked at the medical records of every adolescent and young adult who had gone through specialized gender identity medical services in Finland from 1996 that had gone through gender identity services. And what they were able to track them over these 3 decades, but also be able to compare them to a control population of peers who were having psychiatric problems, but were not having gender identity problems. And what they found out was that the gender identity patients had tremendously higher rates of psychiatric problems than the general population itself. Even those that were in, you know, psychiatric programs for, you know, mental health problems. So what it showed was that the gender identity stuff is not like just this natural thing that just happens. These kids born into the wrong body, and if we can just give them the right body, everything will be fine. No, these patients came in with tremendously high levels of psychiatric problems, what they called comorbidities. So yes, they were dealing with gender misidentity, but they had a lot of other psychological problems going along with them. Now, you would hope, now they're in process, now they're in clinical service, you would hope that they would get better. But what these scholars found out was they got they used the word substantially or significantly worse as they were being medicalized. So the medicalizing, either giving them hormones, preventing their puberty, their, you know, natural sexual development, plus having body parts removed, them, the breasts moved, genitalia removed, things like that, that this made their psychological problems dramatically worse by about a measure of 3 times more. So what this clearly shows us is, from a good data set, a large nationally representative data set in Finland that is not just people opting into the study, at the large body of people submitting themselves to gender medicine, they were able to study and see objectively how these people were doing, and they were not getting better. They were actually getting worse. And so that's some of the data that we have coming out of Finland, and that's the story that this new research is telling us.
Okay. So, you know, it's really easy, Glenn, to say, well, they're not going to find the peace they're looking for because it's not coming from truth. It's not coming from the truth that we find right in Scripture. Now, at the same time, though, I want to be sensitive to, you know, they're coming into this with already psychological issues that need to be addressed. So, and you gave us somewhat of a takeaway, but is there any more of a takeaway for parents or friends or family of those in this realm of gender identity or transitioning that they can take from this, and with ultimately the goal being to see healthy young people. And primarily, I think we're talking about young people. I mean, we mentioned the study followed young people 22 years of age and below from 96 to 2019. Yes. What are practical steps that we as a society, as parents and friends, can do to lovingly reach this population?
Yeah, no, Steve, that is the pertinent question because it involves people and people that are struggling and dealing with things. And it's interesting to note, and I'm going to answer that question because it's such an important question. But this study broke up their study population in two groups from 1996 to 2010, and then from 2011 to 2019. And the reason they broke them up into two groups was they saw a tremendous growth in young people, teens and young adults coming to these gender clinics starting in 2011. What that means is there was a social contagion happening. And nearly anybody listening to this broadcast who has loved ones that it's presenting this problem, they most likely were presenting it from about 2011 forward, because there was this tremendous explosion of young people just saying, hey, I've got gender identity issues, I'm gender dysphoric, or I'm non-binary. And what they need to know is that most likely those young people are caught up into not something that's actually happening within them. It is happening within them psychically, but not physically, because there were so many, there wasn't just an absolute explosion across the developed world of young people because of influences online starting to say, hey, I think I'm transgender. So that's the first thing to know, that if you have a loved one that is claiming that, they are part of a social contagion that just blew up since about 2011, 2014 or so. The other thing that we need to know is that there is not really much evidence that medicalizing these young patients helps them, like improves their lives. And there was a very wise professor, medical doctor at Johns Hopkins University a number of years ago, and he said this: we do not cut at the body to fix that which is problematic in the mind. You've got to fix what is happening in the mind. And these gender confusion issues, there is no physiological basis for this. This is a psychic thing that is happening with them, and it's a perception of themselves. To think that giving them drugs or cutting their body will change them and make them, simply not showing that to be the case. Some data does, and some people can point to some of that data, but data like this Finland study shows that what is called gender-affirming care, quote-unquote, that this shows that their psychological problems actually increased through the process, 2 years, 3 years of follow-up, as they were being medicalized. So that's what we need to know. Medicalizing care is not compassionate care. What is compassionate care is listening to them, hearing them, and helping them come to terms with what their body naturally is.
All right. Well, Glenn, always a great insight. And for those who just tuned in, we're visiting with Glenn Stanton, a contributor to the Daily Citizen. The article is Medicalizing Gender Confusion Makes Things Worse, which is what you just informed us about. Yeah. And new research has confirmed it. You'll find it at thedailycitizen.org. Glenn, as always, appreciate your time and that insight, and look forward to having you on again real soon.
Awesome. I look forward to it too, Steve. Thanks for having me.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.